yes, it's true. But I know why. For this, I didn't resign the contract, for the respect of the fans, of the board, and also of my player. Even if the last two games, they didn't deserve my respect in some way. We don't, honestly, I told them already in the dressing room, we have to change the direction. Because if you become arrogant like we were in the last two games, we are average. We are average player.
But you're not considering resigning still, having achieved your ambition.
No, no, no. 45 days ago, I never going to tell you why, but it was nearly. But 1 hour in my house, speaking to myself, and say, your word and your promise count more than a contract. You promised the fans in the stage in front of 5,000 that you would go up. If I was sure that this team should go up, I would consider to resign the contract anyway, you know? Even if I don't keep all the merit, because I go 10 games ago when I was at the top, or 8 games ago, far from the opponents, you know, and as a winning manager anyway. But I didn't only because I gave my words to the fans, to the board, and my players. Because I thought, if I go now, I thought Fabrizio, Claudio, we were in a meeting in my house with my technical staff, they don't go up. They also go, if they like it to go playoff, in playoff they lose easy, because this group need me, need you. Just for this I remain. Now, no, you ask me, resign, no, it's not the situation. But 45 days ago, I was really thinking to do this, and only thinking about the fans, the promise. I couldn't broke their heart in some way, and the job that we had done together until that day, you know, I didn't resign. So for this much respect that I have for them and the promise that I gave, I have in front of me the picture and the image of up to the stage when I say we will go up. And if it was about also the enemies, the historic enemies of Oxford, and they were there, clapped their hand with hope, expectation, and belief. I couldn't trade them. I did that, and I didn't resign just for them.
No one could doubt the wonderful job you've done at this football club, but in your mind, is the job only half done? Because I remember we sat down at the very start of the season, and you said, I want this club in the Championship in 2 years' time.
Yeah, we are halfway. It's obvious that now I have to sit down with the board and listen what is the plan for the future, because at the beginning was this. I don't know if something changed, to be honest. I hope not, because it would be a shame, you know, it would be in a story that from beautiful can become thousand other story that, you know, a club win one league and then the season later maybe struggling, survive, middle table. Obviously, even if we have a good plan, we'll be tough next year. We know, because.